Blog Talk Radio.
But I would not have found you, angel flying too close to the ground.
Oh, I just wanted to hear that full song. Who doesn't love a good Willie Nelson song? Angels Flying Too Close to the Ground. Wow, that was wonderful. I hope we play that again at the end. Hey, family. Hey, everybody around our beautiful planet. Happy Sunday. Welcome to Channel Panel. This is day 14, 2 weeks in our show of unity. And our focus tonight is the prosperity of service to others. We're going to be joined by the Dolphins, always a favorite. And tonight they bring us a special cleansing and healing for everyone who listens to this call at any time, now or in the archives. They will assist us in assimilating the intense ascension energies that we're receiving right now. They will explain why genuine service to others is the key to a successful and joyful post RVGCR. Thank you, Dolphins. And our dear friend and brother, Saint Germain, will come and give us his detailed tips for our exchange and redemption appointments. So I'm sure many people have their pad and pencils out ready. We're going to end our program with a decree and prayer as we join hearts from the Prayers to the Seven Sacred Flames by Aurelia Louise Jones. The decree is posted on the email you received from Who Needs Light for today's show. And if you're not receiving these emails, you can go to whoneedslight.org and click the sign up button at the top of the page and give us your email. And you'll get notices about our decrees and what's going on tonight's on the programs upcoming. So welcome, everyone. Okay, let's take a deep breath and everyone light up our pillars all together. Let's really see and feel and know the blue diamond in our mind, the beautiful sparkling diamond in our heart, spinning and throwing sparkles everywhere, and the white diamond in our solar plexus, the divine mind, heart, and will, as we align with the will and heart and mind of Mother and Father God, and reach down and connect with Terra. And light up and sparkle and feel the honey love of Mother and Father pouring down on us. Thank you, Mother and Father, always for being so close. Reach out and join with all our friends and family around the globe and light it up for all the universe to see. Wonderful, everyone. Thank you. I wanted to say a special thank you for the donations that are coming in, especially at this time when our New York team is cleaning and clearing their house of the special visitors over the humid summer that is compromising some health, and they're doing it with joy and receiving lots of help. But I wanted to say a special thank you to those who are sending in donations now. It's particularly helpful. And also a thank you for everyone passing our messages along. I see them popping up everywhere. Thank you so much. And a special request from the Company of Heaven that when you do pass along our messages, just make sure they come with a full title, program, and a link each time. So credit goes where credit is due, wink, wink, as we say. And now I'll give you a fun on-the-ground report from Megan Owen. We're going to have a movie talk tonight. I just got back from seeing today a wonderful movie that I wanted to highlight along with another one that's on my to-do list. This one is called Hunt for the Wilder People. Some of you may have seen it already. It's filmed in New Zealand. This is a story about a young boy who's let down by the foster care system and ends up with a very unique Sam Elliott foster dad. And they head out into the wild bush country to avoid being put back in the system. And it's a beautiful tale of reconnecting with Mother Nature and being out in the wild with the animals and what it means to connect with hearts and grow friendships, but especially about the beautiful nature. And one of the quotes from the movie that I just loved is when the young boy sees wild horses out in the wild, he says, why can't we ride them? And the gentleman says, why do they need to be ridden anyway? Why can't they just eat grass and be happy? And that reminded me of one of the masters who said, the new golden energies are allowing all of us to develop on our own, free of any restrictions and allowed to move as we need to. So I thought that was a fun correlation with our shows. The other one is Captain Fantastic. It's with Viggo Mortensen, our Lord of the Rings favorite. And it's a story about the courage of a mother and father to raise their six kids in the wild, away from society and free of technology. And they raise them to be physically fit, critical thinkers, and especially interacting with Mother Nature and the beautiful connection between all the kingdoms and Mother Nature. And then something happens to bring them into society, and then the clash ensues. So it's just wonderful information for us to start the talking and the conversations about the new energies coming in and how we can embrace them. So I'm glad they're making their way into the deep pockets of the media to give us these energies to talk about. Well, that's it for on-the-ground reports, and let's bring our sisters Christine and Catherine in and say hello. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hi, Meg.
Hi, Meg. Hey, everybody. That was a great opening. Thanks, Meg. And I'm going to jump right in, too. Many of you have heard me say that I have angelic teams all across all our listeners, and whenever anyone is having a particularly challenging or tough moment of any kind, the angels report back to me. And even if I don't know your name or the color of your hair in that moment, I know your essence. And I send love to you, and it's super fun for me and a precious part of life, and it makes me feel always so close to all of you. And tonight, I'm going to ask for the flip side of that. This mold poisoning is pretty full on, and we have taken so many great steps to healing it, including looking energetically about mold growing and all kinds. I mean, we've done every deep diving and then some. So we're on a good trajectory. And I'm pretty topsy-turvy sick tonight. So if you guys could just join with me, I would humbly request, and I see a lot of you out there having a big time as well, because we're all transmuting during this final push to release the programs on a public level, our precious task that we have trained for and we are fulfilling. So I kind of want to create in the midst of us a water fountain and have everyone pour their love into the effervescent water of this water fountain, like an Italian water fountain with several round tiers and a wading pool. And those of us that need extra support tonight, go ahead and wade on into the wading pool. Even stand underneath the fountain if you feel so. And those of you that feel that your light is steady and strong, go ahead and lend it to our community fountain so that we may all be nourished and loved, loved up to keep it strong in this moment. Now, you don't have to pick one role or the other. You can do both. That's what the masters have been telling us. You can receive the nourishing love, the bolster of support, and simultaneously you can send your unique loving energy, your love, to the fountain as well. So that's what I want to say hello to tonight. And let's all bail into the fountain, how about? I know I need it. I can already feel you all joining in. Thank you dearly. I love you just the same. Here's Catherine.
Oh, hi, everybody. Oh, that was so beautiful. We feel your energy just pouring over all of us and all of you. Thank you for that image, Christine. So Christine would like to do her channeling with Saint Germain right off at the start of the program today. So we have a wonderfully interesting and practical message from Saint Germain tonight. So as Meg said, be ready to take a few notes and join in. Here comes Saint Germain.
Ah, thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Meg. Thank you, Christine. And thank you, each one. Thank you all. If you are on this call, it is because you have answered the rally cry of the heart, the clarion call to hold the light in this moment. It is such a unique moment as we have all gathered night after night to tell you, to reassure you, to guide you, just to all at once surrender and hang on. I'm going to give you some instructions for your redemption, your exchange appointments. Now, perhaps the first taste you will have of the prosperity funds, because they are for everyone on the surface of the earth. Perhaps you don't have currency to go and exchange in a bank, but that's all right. This also applies to you, these qualities, these instructions I'm about to pass on, are imbued with mother and father's energies. They are imbued with a transmission from me. You will receive them on many levels, so don't grasp just to hold on to them in an instruction way with your mind. Allow these energies to uplift, calm, and support you, whether you're going in for a bank appointment or you're waiting to see the mystery of how it will be revealed, how prosperity funds will make it to you in the coming days. All right, let's get to it. First, let yourself be prepared. What do you mean, Saint Germain? Well, you've all prepared and prepared for this moment. Not just what you think you have in the last 6 months, 4 years, 10 years, or more. You have prepared lifetimes for this. And you are ready. I also say let yourself be prepared, because quite often, as I'm peeking over your shoulders, there's one little task you haven't completed to just be 100% ready for your redemption. All right, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and knock that one out and allow yourself to be prepared. Allow yourself the grace that comes with having no stress in the situation. And allow yourself.
All right, everyone. We know we're just waiting on Catherine to come back online, and they know to look at the clock and know when to tell when this is coming. So we'll just send them all love, and they'll be back with us in a second.
Okay, can you hear me?
We sure
Hi,
can.
Meg.
We'll just wait for you to get connected. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Recording has started.
Hey, thanks, Meg. You're getting to be an old pro. It's Saint Germain. And as I was saying, you have prepared for this far beyond the comprehension of this single lifetime. So allow yourself to enter into the peace of your heart, into the meadow of your being. Allow yourself to just be prepared, because you are. Next, go ahead and wear something to the redemption appointment that's comfortable, yet nice. Be put together in a way that says, I am consciously participating in this monumental exchange of energy to restore prosperity on earth. So I stress to you to make it comfortable. We don't want you in shoes that pinch or a tie that chokes you. Far better to be put together in a way that is comfortable and exudes the feeling of gentle, loving confidence in what you are doing, which is to assist in the healing of earth and the abolishment of debt slavery. Next, I say, tell the truth. What is your intention with the money you are receiving? If you don't know something, say so. If you don't understand something else, speak up. I'll give you a good example that I hope makes you laugh. And it really should tickle you. Let's say you're in your redemption appointment and you happen to have Zimbabwe currency and you're exchanging it. And they start writing down numbers that have no meaning to you because they're so big. And they represent such a vast, energetic extravaganza. Well, ask for clarification. Say, add a little humor. Be direct. But tell the truth. Could you explain that to me in another way? I'm not really comprehending what those numbers mean. So all throughout your appointment, truth is your base camp. Also, ask for what you want. Now, this requires contemplation on your part and hopefully working together with your ascended family, with us, with your team. If you call me, I will surely come and assist you with understanding what it is you want to ask for. You You may ask for phenomenal rates that are higher than you would even dare think possible to ask for, and you may well get them. But that puts you in a position to elegantly, yet assuredly, turn around and give on a big scale as well. You must listen to your heart's calling. And as I say, I will assist you in clarification of what that may be for you. Better to hit the right exchange of energy than to feel burdened or overwhelmed. This is about joy, and it's through the joy of it that you are the greatest healing for the surface of Earth that is possible. Be clear, calm, and direct. And you are absolutely free to choose. Yet, I, Saint Germain, do recommend going with Wells Fargo or its affiliates, HSBC, the Bank of China. It's easy to look up the current affiliates if you are following the news in dinar land. Why do I say such a specific thing? Well, for one, you've all been asking. And I have promised along the way that I would give as much clear information as I could when it was appropriate. Now, we are not diminishing other banking systems. I'm just letting you know the lead bank and the number one prepared bank to deal with all of this on a global scale. I'll leave it there. Again, call on me, and I'll work through this with you. Above all, remember that everything is already arranged with immense detail and planning and awareness, not just on your behalf, but on everyone's behalf. Next, I like this one. Have faith. Never again will you be in such an opportunity as you are in this particular moment to have such a profound level of faith. You don't yet see the proof, yet look at all of you standing strong for the light. So carry that right on into your redemption appointment. Don't just throw up your arms and say, I got an 800 number, I've made it. Well, yes, you have. That's fine to do. And keep the faith. When you're in your appointment, another exquisite opportunity for faith in God presents. Be easy. This will be easy. So you be easy too. Let's meet in the middle there. I've made it easy. Now you meet me and be easy. Won't that be extraordinary? Won't that be fun? All right. Next, I want to tell you, ask questions. Focus primarily, when you're in your exchange appointment, on exchange redemption questions. There will be plenty of time to successfully handle all other business during your follow-up banking appointments. Focus on questions that pertain to getting you successfully exchanged. Now, the crews that we have trained and have ready are waiting for you. Now, they're bankers, but I'm going to say it anyway. They're waiting for you with open arms. Yes, they are. Your bankers are waiting for you with open arms, not to scam you and take advantage of you and shame you, because you are the ones that follow followed some crazy inner knowing and bought currency against total so-called common sense. And when you walk through those doors, they are going to be respecting you. Be flexible, relaxed, and present. A good way to accomplish that is always to breathe. Remember to connect with Mother Earth before you go in, and if you find yourself in a whirl sitting across from eight bankers, call Mother Earth to help anchor you. I promise you, we're all going to be crowded in the room with you for your appointments. As we've told you many times, we will be present, and we are now asking that you be present. This will help you remain in the new higher vibration reality. Refrain from reaching for the so-called safety of the old ways. No need for fear or extra precaution in the name of fear. This is a new day. And on the other end, Lady Kuan Yin and I, the elders, the Councils of Light, have set this up for you to be a win, to be a participation in the new golden age on all sides. And I ask you this one from my heart. Please be kind. We have shown you during the last 2 weeks of nightly shows that money is simply a representative of energy. From your redemption appointment on, you will literally have and be more energy. Whatever you exude will be backed by way more energy than ever before. Be graciously kind and loving always. There is no reason to be anything else but kind and loving. At your appointment, focus on service to others. This alone will keep you grounded, centered. This will bring you the exchange rates best suited to you. This will allow your financial teams to best serve you. Be transparent. This new golden age is based on transparency. Schemes, plots, and secrets are no longer the way, and they will no longer serve you or Earth. I'm going to reiterate this one. Be willing to trust your bankers. You are indeed on the same side. Be grateful as you establish your new partnership. Be humble in a light-filled way. Understand from me again that you are safe, especially if you follow the guidelines presented here in a heartfelt manner. You cannot go wrong if you come from the heart. Don't rush things, but don't lag either. You're not trying to push or pull in the old ways of subtle war energies of tug-of-war. Breathe, laugh, focus, relax. Find the easy sweet spot of your redemption. Find the sweet spot of the giving you're going to do afterwards. If it means you need to take a breath for a month and get things in order, great. If for you, you feel led inside to begin giving immediately, do so. There isn't a correct pattern. That would be imposing a new program on you. And that is not what's going on. You are being liberated from programs. You are liberating yourself and this planet from programs. You will simply need to go quiet within and follow that guidance. It will always feel good. Not just in a eating ice cream feels good way, but in a peaceful way that brings you to love. Respect and adhere to your non-disclosure agreement, your NDA. I, Saint Germain, am telling you, respect and adhere to your NDA. Enough said. Let's touch back on your anchor, your purpose, your assignment, your mission at this juncture. Serve others. Make your motto for the highest good of all. Put your dreams into action. Give in a way that uplifts. Relax your own agendas and preferences. Look to see from through the eyes of your heart how you could give in each unique case to best support and uplift the other or others towards freedom. Do everything with integrity. You know what that means. You can never fool yourself on that one. None of us can. Take our example, for we will be there, and we are here serving you. You form the next link in the loving chain of service. And oh, do we have your backs as you have had ours. Remember, you are a conduit of love. The money is a gift of freedom from our mother and father God. You are the disbursement conduit. Have fun. You are loved, and you are love. So go out and heal the world. I will ask Christine to read the decree, the command, the request, the prayer for today now. And then Meg will welcome the Dolphin Collective. These are my tips for your exchange. I will be with you, I promise. Claim your redemption. It's time. I love you. I am your Saint Germain. Christine, the talking stick is yours. Hey, everybody. That's awesome. Okay. All right. Today's, as Saint Germain said, request, command, decree, prayer is a decree for supply. And it's a doozy. So here we go. And then Meg, as it finishes, won't you welcome in the dolphins?
Yeah.
Here we go. And I'll, Meg, don't you and Catherine read it out for the lapse in the line? But everyone else, if you want to read it along in your heart or just join in spirit or if you want to be aloud wherever you are, let's do this together. For where two or more are gathered in God's name, we have creation. Decree for supply. Beloved, mighty, victorious, I am presence. Beloved lords of manifestations, I call for the entire spirit of the Great White Brotherhood for your assistance in the release of the supply needed to fulfill my destiny here on earth with ease and grace, and without financial limitations. Release, release, release your unlimited supply of money and every perfect gift into my life and into the lives of all those who are serving the light of Almighty God and fulfilling the divine plan on earth. Release, release, release your unlimited supply of money and every perfect gift into my life and into the lives of those who are serving the light of Almighty God and fulfilling the divine plan on earth. Release, release, release your unlimited supply of money and every perfect gift into my life and into the lives of all those who are serving the light of Almighty God and fulfilling the divine plan on earth. I am the resurrection and the life of my ever-present and increasing supply from the heart of God. I acknowledge my I Am presence as my source for unlimited supply flowing through me into the service to light. I am the master presence manifesting a constant flow of wealth into my life to produce the perfection needed to manifest my divine plan on earth in this life. I am the master presence directing and manifesting great abundance in my life, including all the money I will ever need from the great storehouse of heaven. I give thanks and praise God that I have it now, and that as I speak, my prayers are instantly answered. And so be it, beloved I am.
Thank you, Christine. And now, with a deep place of gratitude, we welcome our friends, the dolphins. Welcome.
Greetings. Greetings, Meg, Christine. Oh, that reading was stirring and uplifting. I will speak as the voice of the dolphins. Although you know we are a collective, we are one. And together we bring our message to you. You know, the purpose of this RVGCR is to uplift the whole world so that humanity can embrace the healing that's offered through the Freedom and Prosperity programs. The purpose of the RVGCR is to abolish and eliminate debt slavery by returning the children of God on earth to their rightful and natural state of peace, harmony, abundance, and everlasting joy. We dolphins have been here to help, nurture, and support humanity because humanity has been suffering so terribly. It's been a tremendous chance for us to serve. Humanity has needed so much comforting, and we are here today to help you with a healing session, a very special healing session. We'll take you with us into the depths of the great ocean so that you can experience our healing. You know, as Saint Germain was saying, being of service is the highest dedication. We feel this way as dolphins. Real service causes no damage to the one being of service or to any other. Service creates flow, a tremendous energy flow that uplifts all. Service is easy. It is the heart service that makes you a part of the One, that makes you feel your part. It's easy to be in love, and we'll show you. Extra special miracles happen when you are anonymously of service. And you will have many opportunities for this. It's the difference between saying, I love you, and saying, you are loved. Service heals in the deepest and most profound ways. Now we're going to take you for a special dolphin healing in the ocean. Come with us. Picture the beautiful, gentle ocean gently rocking. Now as we move into the gentle waters all together, take hands if you wish. We will show you the secrets that we experience every day. It gives us great joy to show you. Now, when you look around gently, you'll notice the sunshine flowing down through the water, touching you. That's Mother and Father's love, isn't it? But look down. There is a glow that comes from the floor of the ocean. It radiates upward. And here you are, in the place where the great light meets, being soothed, gently healed. Now bring to us any healing you wish to ask for, any issue, physical, emotional, anything that has bothered you, bring it to us. As we make a circle around you, now, breathe easy, lay back, and we are about to create geometric shapes all around you as we leap all together. Yes, see the splash rising. All together we create these magical healing properties in the shape of geometric designs all around you. Here we go, another one. There. Feel the bubbles rising. Feel our joy. We are with you. We feel your hearts. Now, we're going to take you for a special treat. We are going to create a wall of bubbles that goes on. And as you rise through the water to complete your healing, you will move through this enormous wall of bubbles that will tickle you, heal you, make you laugh, and make you want to leap the way we do. Here we go. Gently, gently. Through the bubbles, absorb. Absorb the joy. Absorb our delight in being of service to you, humankind. our brothers and sisters, whom we have adored for so long. What a pleasure it is to be here to offer you this healing service. We are the Dolphins, and we love you with all our hearts. Call on us for healing. You don't have to wait. We're here always. We'll take you to our underwater healing place, the magic place you've just been. And now, let your heart leap. Watch us. There we go. And now, beloved brothers and sisters, namaste all from all of us, the Dolphins.
Oh, thank you. I can feel your bubbles. They do. They tickle all around. Thank you, dear Dolphin. Thank you, Catherine. That was fun.
Bye, Meg. Love you. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye, everyone.